Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
AT&T Timing Advanced Records. That's a new phrase that's been introduced into this. The timing advanced records, it's another level of cell tower data that the defense is saying was hid from them, that the prosecution never turned it over. It's something they keep arguing in court. We didn't get this. The prosecution says, we didn't ever have it. So how are we going to give it to you? AT&T even saying, yeah, we didn't give it to you because we didn't have it. It only lasts for 7 days. And by the time you requested your data, it was many weeks later. And we don't keep that data that long. How long are they going to argue that? I mean, is that just a pretrial argument? Is that something that they can end up bringing up in court and try and say, look, this evidence was hidden from us. And who knows what that says because we didn't get it. But at the end of the day, well, it existed for 7 days, but no one knew to look at it.
No, I think that could be brought up, particularly when they have the AT&T person that produced the records on. I don't think they're going to stipulate. Oftentimes you just stipulate. I think that the defense could ask for them to come on and talk about how we didn't get, it wasn't mentioned in the subpoena. And that was just a mistake, an oversight by the FBI agent, likely, that was tutoring the Moscow individuals. Remember, those people were sorely underexperienced. I think 2 years in, Payne had around 2 years, never done a murder investigation that I recall. In any event, he has said, you know, his mentor was an FBI agent. So whoever designed those subpoenas, and I remember toiling over all my subpoenas, especially when it involved technical data. Mm-hmm. Going through them, do I have everything? And then sending it to my cyber folks, to my digital cell experts on the cyber squad. Tell me, am I missing anything? Because you don't want to leave out just what happened there, a term that you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place, depending on who you're subpoenaing, right? You know, you can't know everything.
Sure.
As an agent. So you go to the experts. So obviously one of these terms was missed. Mm-hmm. So I think that the jury could look at that, as long as they don't think it was intentional. I don't think it was a big problem. And then they'll get their expert to explain how that information does not, somehow erase the information it has. It just would have enhanced.
It's almost like the defense, if they bring it up, they're going to try and pitch it. It's basically adding confusion by omission. We don't have this. So what does it mean that we don't have this? Well, nobody has it. I think it could have been a boon to the prosecution, honestly, more than anything, if they had it, because it would likely put him where he was or allegedly was. But if there's confusion and we just don't know, then that adds the element of, well, he could have been anywhere. Well, in theory, but everything else points to that he was there. The autism argument, the judge says that autism can't be used as an aggravating factor in this. The state can only bring it up if the defense does it first. How do you think that's going to play? Do you think that the defense is going to try and bring autism into this? And is that going to be seen by a jury as part of a motive or mitigation in this? People can take that either way, I think. And one may look at it and going, oh, well, that means you maybe are a little more prone to do this if he's on the spectrum area where there's lack of empathy and remorse, which is what he's flat out said he feels. And allegedly, if those writings of his online are true and truly his, or it can be looked at in the exact opposite way. How do you think that will play? And is it something that would be wise for the defense to even throw out there?
First of all, this is one of those examples where I think Ann Taylor just was really reaching beyond what she needed to do. And this is why I say that. I don't think the prosecution is going to want to bring up his autism. Mm-hmm. First of all, when I hear somebody is on the spectrum, to me, I have a brother. Mm-hmm. I absolutely look at it even more empathetically, mm-hmm. right? Oh, you know, they might have challenges socially, but then anybody who's educated about autism knows that autistic people are no different than, somebody without autism in terms of being more murderous and more inclined sure. to kill somebody or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think the prosecution had any intention of bringing up autism. I don't even know if the prosecution believes he's autistic.
Sure.
Just because one doctor has recently come out. I think the defense will use it. And remember, the judge didn't fully rule on this. I could see the defense using it to mitigate down the road if he's convicted, to try and mitigate a possible death sentence. Mm-hmm. So I see them why they, brought up this new finding. I truly don't understand why they thought the prosecution was going to use it. I just don't see prosecution going in that direction. And now they won't be going in that direction because the judge says no.
Do you think we're going to see anything more psychologically about him? Are we going to, can the defense, of him order some sort of psych eval? Can the prosecution order some sort of psych eval? Would either side want to order some sort of psych eval on him? Or the cards they're playing with right now, is it just a good idea to stick with what you have and hope for the best and not try to add something else into this mix?
Oh, I think those evals, in fact, we know now because of some motions we've seen that those have been done, and that the judge, he allowed it to come out that all of that was out there. Mm-hmm. Not that we're going to get to see the evaluations, but rather that they were done and are out there. And the prosecution, I think, if they could use all the information about how he spoke in his writings about the visual snow and lack of empathy, how horribly he treated his father, just all that information to show he was just a ticking time bomb mm-hmm. of a person. I think it could really help the prosecution, but I don't know if it'll come in unless the defense really opens that door to try to blame mental issues for his actions. This is, to me, going to be one of the most interesting parts of this trial. I think the prosecution initially will just want to focus on the facts and not muddle it down with that. But juries want to understand motives. Why is this PhD student wanting to murder when he hasn't done anything except for stole a cell phone and had a few motor mm-hmm. vehicle violations?
Yeah. And that's what I'm wondering about. I mean, I'm wondering, if more so not during the actual trial itself, but more so in the sentencing phase, if he's found guilty, if the defense will try to look back to those blog posts where he talks about visual snow, because I think that might give the jury a little more empathy, honestly, towards him going, they can say, look, he's been suffering from feeling this way for all of his life or most of his adult life. And, this is someone who's not well and, spare him that. He couldn't control that part of his life, but lock him away, but let's not kill him because basically, he's an injured duck on the side of the road. Do you think that they'd try and bring it up there? Because if you do that too, you can also probably bring up Papa Rogers if they can prove that or anything else that digitally connects him. And more, most importantly, the damn photo with the eyebrows the next day with the thumbs up, because that right there, I think, is what could get him shot by a firing squad.
Yeah, no, I love all your points. If I'm the defense, I'm going to do just what you said. Mm-hmm. I am really going to try to paint him as somebody who didn't have a chance from since he was a young teen. He was 130 pounds overweight. He had a heroin addiction. He, you know, struggled to be accepted and had visual snow, blah, blah. That is what and I don't mean the blah, blah, you know, et cetera, I should say. But all that prosecution has to point out to me, I would put up five pictures. I would put up a picture of Maddie, Kaylee, Zanna, and Ethan slaughtered, because that's what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And then I would put that picture of the thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I'd say, for these victims, you have to do, you know, he didn't care about the any childhood trauma they had.
No.
You know, Zanna's mother was a drug addict. Zanna was abandoned by her mother. Mm-hmm. You know, Maddie had some, you know, home issues, blah, blah, blah. No, that does not excuse this. That's what I would say if I was the prosecutor. And I can't imagine, I just think a lot of jurors might, that picture might do it.
I do too. I think when I saw that, if it's him, that is the nail in the coffin.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.